With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending April 17th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year 5.8, next year 4.2. Corn this year 30.5, next year 8.4. And soybeans this year 13.8. Slaughter hog prices today are called steady to higher on continued buying interest by some plants for delivery on Friday, Saturday, and next week. Terminals are called steady to higher, top prices in a range from $40 to $47. Peoria is called firm to a dollar higher today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, April 23rd, negotiated swine purchases were 12,000. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60.93 to $71. The weighted average was $64.63. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.13 to $54.11, and the weighted average was $51.21. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $24,403. The base price range was $60 to $73.85. The weighted average was $69.32. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.74 to $55.69, and the weighted average was $51.86. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, those weather models continue to flop back and forth?
Well, they continue to flop back and forth as far as movement of precipitation,
right,
but they keep us in a pretty wet pattern for the next couple weeks. And one of the other things we're watching pretty closely is the depth of this cold outbreak that will be moving from the Pacific Northwest across the Northern Plains. And, you know, some areas in Iowa could see a little bit of snow, mainly across northern and northwestern Iowa, but getting a little late in the season to be hearing that. And we also have very wet conditions that will continue across a good portion of the mid-Mississippi Valley. It looks like over the course of the next 2 weeks, the heaviest rain will be once again across portions of Missouri. Southern Indiana seems to be getting a break for the short term for the next 4 or 5 days before they have a resumption of potential flooding rains across their area. But again, the big story is going to be the cool air mass in the short term and the persistence of at least occasional showers and thunderstorms, which will keep fields in a very wet condition across much of the corn and soybean area. So far today, rainfall across the southwestern Corn Belt was a little greater than anticipated, with up to 1.75 inches reported in portions of the western half of Missouri into eastern Kansas. High temperatures were generally in the 70s in most locations, a few 80s, and yesterday we saw temperatures climbing into the middle 80s across southeastern Illinois. Lows this morning, 50s and 60s to the east, and some 40s in the east and in the far northwest. Widespread rain will fall across the Midwest through Saturday, with frequent rain events continuing through the remainder of a two-week forecast, with rainfall rates beginning to decline during the first week of May. Conditions for field work should slowly improve. Some planting will likely occur between rain events. However, field work will remain slow and the overall planting progress well behind the normal pace for this time of year. The cold air mass that has been bringing record low temperatures to portions of the Pacific Northwest is expected to push across the northern portion of the Corn Belt and towards the Great Lakes over the weekend and early next week, bringing frost and freeze conditions to parts of the Midwest and possibly burning back some of the new winter wheat development and possibly damaging some of the early emerged cornfields. But again, emergence is going to be so at such a low rate that there's really not that big of a threat of widespread damage. To the south and east of us, along the delta in the southeast, frequent rain will occur through Sunday in the delta and today through Monday in the southeastern states before a period of mostly dry weather occurs next week. Aggressive planting likely by the middle to latter portion of next week, with no heavy rain anticipated for the first week of May. Rainfall-induced interruptions to field work should be brief when they do occur. Other areas, we've been talking a lot about South America lately. Let's talk a little bit about Australia. Drier conditions will evolve over the weekend and continue through the end of next week. That will allow the sorghum and cotton late season maturation and harvest to progress favorably without any field work delays. Next week, the precipitation is expected to increase throughout the small grain and oilseed production areas as a series of disturbances advance through southern Australia. Periodic rainfall from these disturbances will help to boost the soil moisture, leading to improved planting environment for winter wheat, barley, and canola. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 872 on change. Last trade down 3 1/4. July, 870 down 2 1/2. Last trade down 5 1/4. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 817 1/4, down 1/2. Last trade down 10. July, 829 down 2 1/2. Last trade down 9. May corn opened at 587 3/4 on change. Last trade up 1 1/4. July, 601 1/2. Unchanged. Last trade up 1. December, 612 1/4, down 1/4. Last trade up 1 1/2. March of 2009, 622 unchanged. Last trade up 3/4. May beans open at 1370, down 2. Last trade up 4 3/4. July, 1384 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade up 2 1/2. November, 1256, down 2. Last trade up 3. January of 2009, 1270 1/4, down 1. Last trade up 6 1/2. May soybean meal open at 350.30, down 120. Make that 130. Last trade up 110. July, 355.20, down 80. Last trade up 90. May soybean oil open at 61.16, down 7. Last trade down 45. July, 61.93, down 3. Last trade down 41. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Had export sales out today, but I suspect that they'll be glanced at, and then we're going to go back to weather.
Yeah, that's typically what happens at this stage of the game, although the corn exports were awfully good, so they're going to be kind of tough to ignore. Weather talk will be it. Yield expectations will be lower if corn planting comes in again on this sluggish pace that we're on. We'll be up 2 to maybe down 2 today. December corn needs to hold at this $6 psychological level, maybe a little more support at 602. Crude oil and metals are both starting the day lower. Could be a little pressure there.
In the soybeans, the Argentina government issued a new supply law in which farmers who hold back their supply of essential goods from the domestic market could be fined, in prison, or have confiscation of their property. So it looks like things are heating up in, over there, and that could benefit U.S. producers?
It could benefit U.S. producers. That situation will get uglier before it gets resolved, I should think. Steady, maybe a nickel higher. We're going to continue to see bull spreading here. We've got kind of a disconnect, an old crop, very bullish situation. New crop looks like plenty of supplies. Kind of sounds like wheat around the December, January, February time period to me. July soybeans, the more bullish of the crowd, looks like it's got a lot of resistance around 14.16. So if we take that out, we may go a little higher.
Yeah, it looks like it might be an up flag, and we'll have to see if it breaks that level or not.
We will.
Go ahead and give us your wheat analysis.
Wheat's going to be under some pressure today, down a nickel to a dime. Export bookings were decent on the middle to high side of the trade expectations. Looks to me like everybody's looking for the wheat to drop a little further and fill the gaps that we left several months ago. The firmer dollar is going to be a little hurtful on the wheat.
Turn your attention to livestock. A piece of fundamental news there. The National Pork Producers Council is lobbying the government to buy a bunch more pork in order to help farmers.
Yeah, and I think that's a real logical thing to do, although the cash price for hogs has been up the last 2.5 weeks. So they may be a little late on that kind of push. The cattle this morning, I think, will be a little firmer, up a dime, maybe as much as 30 cents. The hogs may fare a little better than that, maybe 20 to 50 or 60 higher. Still seeing an awful lot of Canadian pigs coming across the border.
20 or 30 seconds left. Alan, a piece of advice for grain producers today?
Just don't get out in the field too early. I think that's going to be a major problem for guys that are getting nervous.
Very good. Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Moorton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us what you think about our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois.